The story goes that once the Alter of Slobodka saw that a boy in the yeshiva didn't have enough money to pay for the train to go home for Bein Hazmanim, and hadn't seen his family in a year, and he felt that the boy needed to go home, so he called him into his office and he said, "Here, I'm giving you a loan. Here's the money to go to go home for Bein Hazmanim." So the boy said, "Wow, thank you very much." He said, "Don't say thank you. That would be ribis, because you're going to pay back the loan. And, with the additional thank you, that's ribis." So, okay, time goes on. He pays back the loan. Next year, he calls him in again. Same thing. He gives him the money. He says, "Here you go. It's a loan to go home." So the boy takes it and walks out without saying thank you. So the altar says, "Well, you're not going to say thank you?" So he says, "Last year you told me I'm not allowed to say thank you. And now you're saying that, how come you're walking out without saying thank you?" So the altar said to him, "But it has to look like you really want to say thank you." So the altar was teaching a lesson in Midos that Hakaras HaTov has to be so ingrained that it should be hard to not say thank you. But also, Al Pi Halacha, very interesting discussion, is there actually a problem to say thank you if someone lends you money? Do we say that just like it's ribis to pay back more than you borrowed, so paying back the same amount and also saying thank you would be a problem of ribis? So there actually is a concept of ribis dvarim. The Gemara says at the end of Ezo Neshech that based on the pasuk called Davar Asher Yishach, that the ribis dvarim, that if a person was not used to being makdim shalom lachaveiro, and now he will because of the loan. So in other words, a person lent him money, and now whenever he sees him, he goes out of his way to say, "Shalom Aleichem, how you doing?" So then that would be a form of ribis. Most assume that that's ribis midirabanan, but that would be ribis. If the person, if the malve, if the lender says shalom and then he responds, that would be okay. Or if he always greeted him anyway, so it's not extra because of the loan, that would be okay. But otherwise, to be makdim shalom lachaveiro, even that would be a form of ribis. There's a concept of ribis dvarim. So what about saying thank you? So I just wanted to mention three approaches in modern day poskim that I saw. So in Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in Chelek Aleph Simin Chav Zayin, writes that many people don't want to say thank you because of this consideration. So instead they say tizkeh l'mitzvos. So he writes, he thinks it's the opposite. He thinks they're doing, it's the wrong thing to go out of your way and say tizkeh l'mitzvos instead of thank you. He says, the real isser of ribis dvarim is to give a bracha. And it's interesting, to be makdim shalom, that's the example the Gemara gives. So in English, we would translate it as giving a greeting. But really, that's not precisely what being makdim shalom is. When you say shalom to someone, you wish him shalom, so that's really giving him a bracha. So Shlomo Zalman thinks that the definition of the Isser of Ribis Dvarim is to give a bracha. But just to say thank you is not a bracha. So he says thank you is mutter, and tizkeh l'mitzvos is aser. So then in the second edition printed version of Mincha Shlomo, they have in the footnote, This does not appear on the Bar Ilan, by the way, that which is where I usually look up, so it just happens to be I looked up over there. They say, Kayodua, Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. And he wanted them to include a note in the first edition, and they didn't. And Kayodua, he changed his mind because they showed him the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says explicitly that to say thank you for a loan would be ribis. And therefore he said, okay, so don't say thank you. I don't get the impression he changed his mind about tizkeh l'mitzvos, but he changed his mind about the thank you. There's a short, very short shuv in Igros Moshe, where he also assumes that saying thank you would be a problem, and he was asked, what if someone lent money for the publication of his sefer? So he says, yeah, saying thank you wouldn't do, or printing a thank you would be a problem, but you can print a non-thank you in a way which makes him feel good. You can print, so-and-so lent money for the publication of the Sefer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a bracha because of this great Ma'isa Chesed. You're just stating the fact. Hashem will give him a great bracha for the fact that he did this and allowed for the publication of the Sefer, and that doesn't count as thank you, and it's not ribis dvarim. Rav Asher Weiss has a shiur online where he says exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite from Moshe, and very... It seems, I think, a very common sense type of calculation. He says it's not the thank you words that are the problem. The problem is giving some sort of a in this case intangible but nonetheless significant benefit to the lender in exchange for the loan. So he says, Bismanenu, when people say thank you, that's not a significant benefit. If someone passes you the salt, you say thank you. That's not anything, everything that happens, thank you. Someone holds the door for you, thank you. Everything that happens, thank you. So if someone gives you money, you say thank you. If he would have picked up your money and given it to you, you'd also say thank you. You're not giving him a thank you because he lent you money. So just to say thank you is not a problem. On the other hand, to print in a book, so-and-so lent money and thereby allowed for the publication, that's real covered. That's something that someone really feels very good about. And it's because of the fact that you lent him the money. He says to print the mentioning that he lent money, that would be a problem. Just to say thank you would not be a problem. To say thank you, shelo bishas maisa, thank you for lending me the money. That's going out of your way. That would be a bigger deal. To go on and on with the thanks, he says, that would be a problem. But just to say, someone gives it, you just say thank you. He thought that would be perfectly permissible. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.